Yes, absolutely. The recording has started. We'll just do a quick roll call. I'd like to welcome everyone on today's Finance and Budget Subcommittee call on Tuesday, the 14th of January, 2014. The time is currently 1400 UTC. On today's call, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Tijani Benjema, Alan Skews, Carlos Aguirre, Eduardo Diaz, Oksana Priotko, Dev Anand-Tiluksingh, and Darlene Thompson. Joining us at 1430 UTC is Yulia Moronet, and my apologies, I forgot Fatimata Seyesila, who has joined us as well. We have apologies noted today from Cheryl Langdon Orr, and from staff on today's call, we have Heidrich Ulrich and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Gisela, and welcome everyone to this call. We are going to be looking today at the quick update on the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program review team. We've had the first request going through, and then after that, we'll be looking at another cycle of the FY15 budget requests. Yes, that time of the year when we need to be looking at those, and we need to start thinking quite carefully about the requests, since we know that many of those requests have been for travel, and that this time we also have the crop RT as well. Well, we should assume that we would have the crop RT continuing after the month of July this year, since, of course, fiscal year 15 starts in July 2014. Without further ado, let's go immediately to agenda item number 3, the review of the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program. And for this, we have Dave Anand-Tiluksingh, who is on the call, and who will be able to provide us with an update. Dave, you have the floor.
Thanks. This is Dave Anand-Tiluksingh speaking. Well, so far, the crop review team has been set up, mailing lists and has also been set up and so forth. And there's been two requests coming in from Noralo, and both these requests were submitted, were received just before the Christmas break. And within the past 2 days, Darlene and Alan, who are the North American representatives on the crop review team, have gotten a response from Chris Modini within the past 24 hours. I believe also that the court, the and perhaps Darlene or Alan could talk about this more, that the requests were also discussed and Chris's response on a Noralo call yesterday. But those are the only two so far. I think that's the quick summary of it all. I don't know if Darlene or Alan wanted to say something else on the Noralo conference call yesterday, if there were any new developments.
Darlene Thompson here. Basically, Chris Mondini, he gave an awesome reply back, and I really want to thank staff for this. They've been really excellent at holding our hands and walking us through this new process that, you know, so that we would do it right, and Dev has been awesome as well. So, yes, Chris Mondini had a few extra questions about our application, but they weren't hard to ask or answer. So we brought this up at the Noralo call yesterday and went through it all as to what was expected on the forms and such like that, got the questions answered, got the message back to Chris Mondini. So we are just waiting now for a reply back from him. But so far things have been going very smoothly. I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you very much, Darlene. It's Olivier speaking. Just looking at some of the emails we had last week, there was a bit of a confusion as to who was going to submit those forms. And I can understand this is entirely understandable, and it can happen. Is there anything that you would say to any of the other readers? Yes. That they should be aware of?
Darlene Thompson here. Basically, some pointers that Chris gave me in his email, and I'm just pulling it up right now, is that you have to, like, if you're going, if you're asking to go somewhere, make sure that you say whether you're a participant or whether you're a presenter or why you're, you know, what you're doing there. Because if you're presenting, then it's going to look a lot better on you. Also, if the main role of the of being there is for recruitment, that also looks better on you, because that's what we want, is recruitment. And so even though there isn't actually anywhere there to put that stuff, there's specific questions about that. If you make that very clear in your application, you're much more likely to get it approved.
Thank you very much, Darlene. It's Olivia speaking. Just as a reminder to everyone else, I guess this should be of help to you, since one needs to make sure it is actually the crop representatives from the region itself that have to file the documents in. So I hope that everyone else is listening in quite carefully. The filing of the request is not done by Dave, it's not done by myself. Is done by the representatives of each one of the regions for their region. And I gather that your feedback with Chris Mondini has been very helpful. Would you be able, if any others have any problems or questions regarding the filing on their side in their region, would you be able, Darlene, to sort of help them out or shepherd them through the process as being one of the pioneer or the pioneer region to be moving through this?
Absolutely, and Alan was actually the one that filled out the actual forms, I believe, so he could help there. But yeah, for ideas from Chris, I could certainly help as well. So we're both here for anybody who wants that would like some pointers or anything.
That's absolutely great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Darlene. I note a hand up from Dave and Antilik Singh, and then a hand from Alan Stuse. So let's go to Dave first, and then Alan. Dave, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Olivia. This is Dave speaking. Just a question, really. Is there any modifications based on the discussions with Chris Modini and via his email and on the Novalo call? Are there going to be any modifications to the final form in any way? And I guess that's what it might end up. So then obviously that needs to be done so that it could be filed formally on the ICANN's crop website. That's all.
Thanks, Dave. Darlene or Alan?
Alan Kiss here for the transcript. I expect there will be some modifications. One of the difficulties that I had is the process of approving the proposal and moving it on. So it's not totally clear as to the full procedure for taking it to the next step.
Thank you, Alan. Have you found out then since what the procedure is, or do you need more details on that?
I'm still working on some of it. We're wanting to look at the. We have a third proposal, and Darlene and I need to look at that and approve it, and then make sure it gets posted, and the people, Chris and the others need to be advised that we approve it, and it's in their ballpark.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. Next in the queue is Carlos Dioniso Aguirre. Carlos, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Hi, everyone. My question is just to clarify, how many steps we must fulfill to get the approved request? Because I can see in the form in the here in Adobe, we need 8 weeks before, at least, and we need fast by Rallo and then Rob. I don't know if it's correct my interpretation.
Thank you, Carlos. Maybe, yeah, thank you, Carlos. I think Dave would have an answer for this. Dave?
Thank you. This is Dave Nan speaking. Indeed, Carlos, it needs to be 8 weeks before the NEA trip proposal. The trip, as you see in the Adobe Connect, each reload is allocated up to five regional 3-day outreach trips. So what happens is that the form is sent to first to the crop review team, and any comments or suggestions as to what has been submitted is done. Once that is done, the regional representatives from that on the crop review team then forward to the regional VP. To get his or her approval, because that's one of the conditions of this crop program, that it has to have the approval of the regional VP from the region. Then once that is done, and is assuming that of course the VP has approved, then the two regional members then file the travel proposal on the ICANN's website, on ICANN's crop website.
Okay, thank you very much, Dave. Next we have Darlene Thompson. Just before Darlene, just wanted to ask, Carlos, is that clarifying your question? You might be muted, Carlos. Is, I believe, star 7 to unmute. Oh, we've lost Carlos. Okay.
Olivier, yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're here, okay. That's been helpful. Okay, fantastic. Thank you, Carlos. Glad to hear so. Next is Darlene Thompson. Darlene, you have the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to agree with everything that Alan said, and that I am hoping that staff is working on updating those forms, because I even had that asked to me at the Neuralo call. Like, these are additional questions. Why weren't they on the forms? And my answer to them basically was, well, hey, this is our first time through. They're still getting it set up properly. You know, this is going to happen. So, yeah, I hope that the forms are updated a bit. Also, just for the information of people that are on this call listening, that just make sure that if you've got an event that you want to send people to and you're sending two people to that event, that counts as two of your crop slots, okay? That's not just one, it's two. So however many people you're sending to the event, that's how many. And each of those people are expected to submit a separate submission. We didn't know that, so we kind of screwed up on that, but they accepted it anyways. And don't forget that you have to pay your own registration fees. But what we've found is a lot of these conferences do have fellowship programs, and so you can apply to the fellowship program to get fees waived. So that's a good thing to do. And then again, under the these are his words. Can you also please clarify if the travelers will be attending as participants, speakers, panelists, or a combination of these? Wherever there are opportunities to request speaking slots, I encourage you to do so. So when he says I encourage, I assume that would make your application a lot better in his eyes. And he has the final say on these things. So, and then again, to make sure that a large part of what you're going to be doing there is going to be recruitment. Recruitment seem to be the focus here, so that's very important there. And one last thing, Alan, if you've got that third request in, I did not get it. Would you mind forwarding that to me? And that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Darlene. Next is Tijani Benjema. And in the meantime, by the way, I'll just draw your attention to the chat where David Antilak Singh has actually provided the four specific steps in the crop program, just as a reminder. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. I would like to make a remark. It's not a question. I know the answer, but it is something that I want to draw your attention to. We intend to attend the African Internet Summit that will happen in Djibouti. And last year, we participated in the Internet Summit, in the African Internet Summit, even if I didn't have the opportunity to travel there and to participate in person. But everything was prepared, and Mohammed, who go there because he was on the Dot Africa, implemented it, and it was our own workshop. We did a workshop there. And this year we intend to make more, to have a real important participation by having our own workshop, by participating in the other sessions, etc. The summit dauer 10 days, and we have only 3 days and 2 nights. Means when I say that, it's not 3 days, because you have 1 day to travel and wait 1 day to travel back. So it is very short, no problem. Personally, I will pay from my pocket to stay more, because if you want to recruit new ALSs, and the Internet Summit is a place where you find the most of people who are interested in the Internet in Africa. If you want to recruit a new ALSs, you have to be visible and you have to be credible, and you cannot be like this if you don't participate actively in the content, if you don't have real participation in this summit. And that's why we intend to stay more days there and to pay our own expenses, because I know that the crop doesn't allow more than 3 days, including 2 traveling days and tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. And that's certainly a problem when you have a long, long conference. Did you perhaps consider taking 2 crop slots rather than 1 if you wanted to extend your stay?
You cannot add. Olivier, you cannot add the slots one to the other for the same event.
Not for the same person, but I think that what you could do would be to have 2 different people coming at 2 different times.
Yes, share it between 2 persons. Yes,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was just a thought of going around this
yes.
idea. Okay, that's great. There was also a question which was sent to me with regards to the Brazil summit, and basically from someone in Nacramo who basically asked and said, well, would we be able to use this to go to the Brazil summit? And my response was actually that I don't know, because I have no idea if the Brazil summit is going to be open for all, or if it's going to be open only to those people that are specifically registered as attending the Brazil summit. And, of course, submitting a travel request for a crop for the Brazil summit, having it actually allowed, let's say, and then not being able to attend is potentially a challenge. And I'm not quite sure how to go around that, or whether the regional vice president would check in advance whether it would be possible to go to the Brazil summit or not without being registered one way or other. It's still very much in question, bearing in mind, though, that because of the 8-week time period, one does need to know quite far in advance and apply quite far in advance. I note that, Tijani, I gather that's an old hand, or is that a new hand?
Yes, an old hand.
An old one. Okay, so Darlene Thompson, you're next.
Darlene Thompson, this is actually one of the questions that asked us in his email to us. Has the workshop for blah, 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 trip to the blah, blah event been confirmed? So it sounds like it's up to the region to confirm whether the workshop is open for you to go to or not. So there you go.
So that doesn't really help very much at that point, of course. If one doesn't know, it certainly weakens the possibility of having trouble if one isn't sure of this. Dave, any further last words on crop, and then perhaps we can move on. I realize that the agenda that's on the wiki page is not the same as the agenda that's on the Adobe Connect page, so that's a little concern. Now, I'm following the agenda on the wiki page, not the one on the Adobe Connect.
Okay.
Dave, and Anthony, next thing?
This is Dave. Well, I mean, the thing is, though, is that this program is only available to realtors for travel up till June 30th, 2014. So, you know, ultimately, you know, I'll probably, what probably needs to happen now is I'll probably do another notice to send to all the realtors, because there's only been Naralo with two requests that's come in. There hasn't been any other requests from any of the other realtors at this point. So perhaps as a reminder, I'll send out a notice again.
Thank you very much, Dave. Actually, could I ask all members of the Crop RT here whether there are any requests that are about to come through? We've heard from Naralo. I wonder whether in Afralo, are there any requests that will be forthcoming very soon?
Yes, there will be two, I presume. There is one who is already ready, but there is another one who is in preparation now.
Okay, good to know.
That's great to know. And in Lacralo?
This is Dave. There hasn't been any travel requests as yet.
Okay. And in AP Rallo, is there anything coming up? I'm actually desperately looking for someone from AP Rallo here. No, it seems we don't have that region on the call today. So we'll have to, we'll be checking with Cheryl Langdonor, of course, who is in AP Rallo and who has sent her apologies today. As far as Europe is concerned, I'm aware that there will be some requests made for the Eurodig conference that takes place in Berlin this year. So that's coming up, and that conference is much later, is around June. So we're not likely to get the requests made immediately. There will be a bit of time before we proceed forward. Okay, well, thanks, Dave, for the crop, and thanks, everyone, to have shared, especially Alan and Darlene, to have shared your experience, and let's hope that this program moves along smoothly. Now, we are reaching agenda item number 4, and that's review and discussion of the community additional request for fiscal year 13. Yet again, it's another budget cycle. And there are some templates, there are forms. I believe, because I remember very vaguely, that staff had put together or was in the process of putting together a workspace for a budget request, the same sort of workspace that we have had in the past. This year, of course, you'll note that last year there was a repeat of prior year's requests, but of course, and now we might not have a need for those, especially when it involves just travel because of the crop. There's, of course, a bit of a catch-22 situation here. One could submit a budget request for travel, assuming the crop, which is a pilot program, does not continue past July. On the other hand, one could say, well, we will probably have the crop continuing next year, and so we don't need to submit a budget request. I wonder, Heidi, would you have any insight onto this, or would it be possible to obtain some kind of feedback from ICANN Finance with regards to this dilemma?
Olivia, this is Heidi. Certainly, I can look into that. I might have, would you like to have someone be on the next call? I would think that for the fiscal year requests, the AC requests, these will be longer trips for example, IGF workshops, those sorts of events.
Okay. Thank you very much, Heidi. I see Tijani Benjema has put his hand up. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. First of all, I would like to say that the workspace is already set up, and Heidi has put the link in the chat at the beginning of this call. Second point, I'd like to say that the window for application for the additional budget opened on 6th of January and will close on 7th of March. And of course, 7th of March will be the final date that this subcommittee will submit the requests. But the RALOs have to submit them at the last date should be the 1st of March, so that this subcommittee can and has the opportunity to check and to see if it is inside the strategic objectives, if everything is good, so that the request is not rejected. This is the first point. Second point, I think that we don't have to think about the crop now, because the crop is a pilot project. Normally, it will finish on June. So we have to apply, even if it will be reconducted for the next year, we have to apply for everything we want to apply, because we don't know yet if it will be implemented and be one of the core elements of the budget next year. Second, also for the IGF, I had a discussion with the CFO and also with Sally, and it will be implemented as a core element of the budget in the future. But since it is not yet done, we have to apply. If we apply and it is in the core, they will tell us it is already in the core elements of the budget. If we don't apply and it is not there, we will lose it. So we have to apply for everything we want to apply, and then we will see, because nothing is already set. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. And as you were speaking, I was looking at the at-large fiscal year 15 budget development workspace and getting rather confused, because the dates that are being used are the U.S. dates. So the submission period, for example, from the 1st of June to the 3rd of July, and I thought, my goodness, if that's 61 days, there is a major problem there. Let's have a couple of action items, I think, from this. The first one, perhaps to change this to the international format, having day, month, year, which will probably confuse less people. You mentioned the suggestion of the 1st of March for which the closing deadline. So let's have this. Let's adopt this as the closing deadline for the RALOs, and let's have this prominently on that web page so that RALOs don't start getting confused by all the numbers. We need to make sure that they are well aware of this. And then with regards to the rest of the process, I gather there is feedback time as well, isn't there, that just like there was in the prior process?
Repeat, please. I didn't understand.
It's Olivier speaking, Tijani. It was a feedback process last year or in prior years. So we would submit our budget requests, and then finance would either come back to us or would then put this on the list of budget requests, and then we would have to comment on them or maybe make some amendments.
Yes, they will have till the end of the March to react. Evaluate the requests, and if they have any question, if they have any problem with those requests, they will come back to us before the end of March.
Okay, thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. And there's one thing, of course, to note. Last year there were two waves or two stages of budget requests. There was the early budget request for anything that needed to be funded from the 1st of July all the way up to mid-October, and then the regular budget request. That had the potential to confuse quite a few people, and in fact, I think we were among those that were maybe also a bit confused, since we also submitted budget requests for after October in the early stage. So finance has gotten rid of the early stage altogether and made sure that the deadline for all requests is early. And this is why we have such a short amount of time. The 1st of March might seem quite a distance away, but in fact, it's only a month and a half away. And as we know, we've also got the countdown to the Singapore meeting coming up, so and plenty of other work as well. So let's send out a request to all of the railers for their additional budget requests as soon as possible, and I guess we can then take it from there. I note several hands up at the moment. Tijani, your hand is still up. Do you wish to add anything to this?
Yes, just to propose an action item, the staff to sending an email to the railers, giving them the right dates. That means that the windows opened on 6th of January and will close on 7th of March, but they have to submit their request to the to this subcommittee before the 1st of March. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. And maybe we should say how they should submit their request. Should they email it to the FDSC group? Should they put it on the wiki? Should they add it themselves on the wiki as we've done in prior years? What would be your point of view on this?
I think that the best is to put them on the wiki, but if they have difficulty with the wiki, they can send it to the subcommittee list, and we will do it for them.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. But although bearing in mind the subcommittee list does not allow posting from people who are not members, but I gather if all members of the subcommittee who are present on this call and of course who are present in the subcommittee can continue as being the shepherds of this process for their RALO, then of course they would be able to send it to the list if they wish to. Fatimata Seyesela, you now have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Fatimata, and thank you to Yanni for all these explanations. My question is about, is there any ceiling for the request per RALO? Because if you think about the IGF, as Yanni put it, and that it is, if it's planned already in the regular budget, and then let's say the one RALO just made a request on that one, is it possible for the RALO to make as many requests they want? Is there any ceiling, or just to let people be reasonable? What do you think? I mean, that's my question. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fatimata. Any thoughts on this? Tijani, maybe?
I didn't understand well the sound. The voice of Fatimata wasn't clear for me. So what was her question, please?
From what I understand, it's to do with is that the pooling of the requests you are asking, Fatimata?
Okay, let me try with the Adobe. Can you hear me?
You sound very distant.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Very weak.
Very weak. I'm really having a problem with my connection here.
Okay, Fatimata, if I can answer in this way, I am not sure if I understood well your question, but in any case, even if it is incorporated in the budget, in the core budget of the ICANN, we have to apply for the IGF workshops. We have to do so because it is not sure that it is incorporated. Second, we have to tell them that we need to organize a workshop so that they take it into consideration in their budget. It is we don't have to rely on something which is not sure. Does this answer your question?
I understood that one, but I want to know if we can make as many requests as we
speak on the microphone. Speak on the microphone, Fatimata, please.
And that's what I'm doing. Can you hear me?
Now, I think, Vaidyanatha, it's Olivia speaking. I think you might be speaking on the other microphone, but your telephone is still picking up. And so we're not hearing you on the microphone. We're hearing you from the telephone from which you're far away.
She posted it in the chat. This is Dave, sorry.
Is there any ceiling, Perello? Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Dave, for this. I was actually scrolled up, so I hadn't seen that. So, is there any ceiling for the number of Relo requests? And so the question really here is whether we have imposed a ceiling or not. Ideally, I think that we should somehow not have each Relo submit 100 or let's say 10 requests, because that would be 50 requests altogether across all of the Relos, and that's going to be a lot. This committee so far has not had to cut down the number of requests that were asked by each one of the Relos. We do have the ability to... And there's a nasty feedback at the moment. Okay, that's better. So far, it looks as though I think the maximum number of requests we have had from one region has been 5 requests, maybe 4 requests. In general, and the committee has passed all of those on, and the selection has been made by ICANN Finance. And of course, if one looks at the request for the IGF travel, for example, I agree with Tijani that what we have done in the past is to ask for to request that funding, and then for ICANN Finance to come back to us with feedback on it and basically say this is not provided out as a special budget request. However, this request will be included in the overall envelope that we will be allocating to the IGF. And I believe that's probably what's going to happen this year as well. In fact, there also might be some crop mix with it or a whole number of mixes between one type of funding and another type of funding. So that's really the situation here. Now, were you thinking of Afralo applying for over 4 requests this year? Fatimata? Yes. Ah, okay. I don't know really. What does this committee think of? I mean, more than 5 requests per Relo, that would make it 25 requests in total. I'm a little concerned that this might be a little bit much if all Relos did the same. Tijani, your hand is still up. I don't know whether you wish to...
Yes. No, it is a new one. Please. It's a new one. Yeah,
it's a new one.
You.
Go ahead, Tijani, then. You have the floor.
Thank you very much. Olivier, there is not... a limitation, if you want, there is not something that make it limited, but the logic imposes us that we limit our request because it is an additional request, and the whole envelope was 500 last year and the year before. So how can you have more than 3-4 requests per RALU to be financed by an envelope of 500. It will be...
$500,000.
Yeah. $4,000. Yeah, you're right. $5,000, yes. So,
no, $500,000.
$500,000, yes.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
So,
okay.
So, yeah, I mean, the point is taken to...
Yes, $500,000. Okay, thank you. So we need to be limit ourselves according to that, and we have to apply for something that can be accepted. We don't have to apply for a lot of things so that we will be rejected at the end. And in this case, they will choose which project will be financed. I prefer that we choose which project we want it to be financed first and to apply for it this year and put the others for the next years. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tejani. And I would say that these are very wise words indeed. If I think that the maximum we have had so far funded is one or two projects per RALO. In fact, in some cases, it's just been one or none. Asking for a lot more requests are just, I guess, brings the possibility of us being more disappointed by having more no's than yes's with regards to our requests. And certainly on the image side of things, if the at large asks for 20 or 30 requests, while all of the other SOs and ACs ask for 3 or 4 or 6, that really puts us in a position where we might be seen as asking for too much. When I know that what we're just trying to do is to hedge our bets effectively between the different projects that we might have. So I would urge the RALOs to actually cut down on the number of requests that they have. 6 or 7 requests altogether, they should really prioritize and choose the 3 or 4 that are the best for that they really want this year. And then this committee will not need to cut down the number of requests. I would say that altogether, this committee should allow about 3 or 4 per region, not more, specifically for the reasons that Tejani has told us about. Tejani, your hand is up again.
Yes. I would like to respond to what Darlene put on the chat. It is not 100 per RALO. It is for the whole community, ICANN community. It's not only for the at-large community. So you have to be aware that it is not too much. It is very... we advocated very, very hard and very long to make it more, but they said this is the preliminary envelope. If you submit projects that are interesting, we can augment it for some hundred sort or something like this. Thank you.
Thank you, Tejani. Yes, just to summarize and for the transcript record, so it's $500,000 was the envelope for all SO and AC requests across ICANN last year and the year before, so that's not $100,000 per RALO. That's $500,000 for absolutely everyone, and at large, you might only get maybe a fifth of this or less than that. That said, depending on how the budget process goes, it has been the case in prior years that an additional amount was voted by the board. So from 500, it might have jumped to $700,000 or $750,000 just to make sure that they can close off the year without ending up in the deficit, but at the same time that they're not losing out on some important projects or important possibilities that have been brought forward by the community on this. They want to show some flexibility. Fatimata Seyesela, please answer the question on the chat. So I would ask for 5, including the IGF maximum. I would say 5 max, including IGF, is probably the really upper limit. We'd be probably happier with 4 than 5. But really, that's a matter of semantics. I guess if other RALOs are not asking for many and might just have 1 or 2, then that provides us with a bit more leeway to have a region ask a few more. But perhaps someone else has an answer for this as well. I note that David Antilixing has his hand up. Dave, you have the floor.
Thanks, Olivia. This is Dave speaking. I was just thinking regarding the at-large summit, can any RALO make any requests regarding possible funding of any, well, whatever it is, for anything happening at the at-large summit, given that it's happening in June? Or is that too early?
It's Olivia speaking. It's too early, Dave. This is fiscal year 14. We're now dealing with FY15. So it'll
still be 14.
Anything starting from July 2014.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Next, Tejani Benjamin.
Yes, thank you. Dave, I don't think we can, even if it was in fiscal year 15, I don't think we can apply for something for the summit. The summit is an ICANN event. And I don't think that we can apply for an additional budget for an ICANN event. This is my assumption. Because normally the summit has a budget, and the budget comes from ICANN. Why
right.
don't have it in the budget? Why do you have an additional budget? This is the question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Thank you, Tijani. Okay, any other thoughts or questions on this? So we're all well set for the timing, and staff has the action item to send a note to the RELOs and get this thing working. I'll basically ask all of you on the call to make sure that you speak to your regional leadership and make sure that they understand they should really not wait until the very last moment to submit those requests. If, as Fatimata says, she thinks that Afrala will be submitting 5 requests, if this committee receives 25 requests on the very last day, then it's going to be increasingly hard to stick to the timelines and be able to review all of those requests, especially if there are questions with regards to the filling of the actual request templates. As you know, these change slightly from year to year. I haven't actually had a chance yet to look at the templates yet, so I'm not quite sure whether there has been any change. Maybe Tijani will have had a look at them. The deadline, again, is the 1st of March. Deadline for the RELOs to submit their requests to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee here. 1st of March. Tijani, have you had a look at the budget request templates yet?
Yes, Olivier. It is more or less the same. There is no major major change. So I don't think now people are more or less familiar with it, and I think it will not be a problem to fill it in.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And now we have a request form. There you go, which is on the Adobe Connect. May I ask that we perhaps change, if staff has the ability, I don't know, this is a PDF. I wonder whether staff could actually have an original template in doc form and change this or take out the, remember the deadline for FY15 budget consideration is March the 7th, 2014, because that's really confusing for RELOs when they fill this up. They're told on the one hand it's the 1st of March, and then this seal is printed on the request form, and that just has the potential for total chaos. So if staff could check on this.
Olivier?
Yes,
this is Heidi. Thanks, Olivier. On the workspace, I see that they are actually in Word format. When I open it, it's a Word format, but I do see the March 7th date. So could you just confirm that you also have a Word doc there on that workspace? And then I will see, I'll ask Finance about the date that's stated there.
Yes, I have a Word doc as well. I can see it here. So what I would suggest then is if it was possible to please edit that Word doc that's currently on that page and make sure that it's got a deadline for the 1st of March rather than the 7th of March. I don't think Finance will be particularly upset if we mess around with their forms, but certainly that will definitely help our community in not getting confused with things like this. Tijani Benjamin?
Thank you. May I propose that we change it in this way? We say that the deadline for submission to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee will be the 1st of March, while this subcommittee will have to submit it to the Finance Department before the 7th of March, mm-hmm. so that the Finance people will not be confused, or perhaps they will ask why it is changed.
That's great. Super. So let's have an action item then, please, for staff. To edit the FY15 community request form and amend the second line in there, adding that the deadline for submitting the requests forms to the finance, to the at-large finance and budget subcommittee is the 1st of March, while the budget consideration deadline will be March the 7th. I don't see that appearing in the action item line, but I gather that someone is taking the action item.
Yes, I'll fix that in just a moment.
Okay, thank you very much, Heidi. Right, any other comments or questions on this this process? The good thing, I guess, is that it's now the third year, if I'm correct, that we're doing this. So I think that there will be less confusion within the community and within our RALOs regarding the additional budget request and regarding the crop, and that's a good thing. It really just is a case of a timeline needing to go fast. I don't see anyone else put their hands up, so that's really the two points we were going to discuss in this call. I was just going to ask if there was any other business related to the finance and budget subcommittee. Yeah, Tijani, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Olivier, I don't know, but perhaps we need to think about our needs as ALAC and as ALT for the next budget cycle. Right now we just followed the request of the RALOs, but perhaps we have to see if we can if you want to develop something for the RALO, for the ALAC and for the ALT.
Thank you, Tijani. Did you have anything in mind, any specifics that you would want to suggest?
Not for this year. This year, I think it is finished now. But for the next years, we have to think about it. So this committee has to think about it and to prepare something for the next cycle.
Well, but that's what I mean, Tijani, it's Olivier speaking. I meant for FY15, do you, as a person from the ALAC, do you have any specific ideas as to what the ALAC might be wishing, might be applying for?
No, I don't have anything in mind now. But I think that normally, as a constituency, we have to plan for our activities and not for and also for our functioning. If we need,
okay,
if we need a budget, specific budget, perhaps it will not be an additional budget like this. Perhaps it will be a request directly to the board or to the finance department, because it will be it will be useful for our functioning or for our activities, etc.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. Next, Dave and Antti Lixen, you have the floor.
Thanks, Olivia. This is Dave and Antti speaking. This is something I was thinking was just more in terms of like the meeting logistics that happens at the face-to-face meetings. What I think is sometimes very useful is that some of the material that is done at the face-to-face meeting isn't really captured appropriately. And by that I mean things like proper cameras and so forth. So I'm thinking, I think that there should be some sort of request for like some resources, like have like proper cameras to record all meetings, because there's a lot of very great sessions, especially some of the capacity building sessions, that's been done by AP RALO. For example, in Beijing, I thought that was a fantastic one on IDNs, where they brought a lot of panelists and so forth. And it's not really, I mean, we have a recording, yes, but, there's no real video footage of this. And it really needs, I think, it needs to be budgeted somehow that there needs to be a good camera to capture the our meetings there, and so that it could be used for capacity building, outreach, that sort of thing. So that's one of my thinking in that for the ALAC at large in general. I don't know if it's not really a RALO specific.
Thing. That's a very good suggestion, Dave. And I guess there is one question, of course, which is that global stakeholder engagement has traditionally been the department in ICANN that is dealing with this type of audiovisual recording of what's of the proceedings, etc. Heidi, would you have any insight as to what they might be thinking of in next year, or is there still nothing has permeated yet as to whether they wish to engage in providing a proper video record of the proceedings?
Olivia, could you repeat the very first part of the question?
The global stakeholder engagement department has in the past been in charge of all of the audiovisual recording of the sessions, and has in the past taken pictures of ALAC members and also sent a camera, although for a short amount of time. But I wonder whether there was anything cooking at the moment in the global stakeholder engagement part of ICANN to capture and have a better record of the proceedings and of the sessions than what there is currently.
I don't know about that yet. I can find out more this week.
Okay, if you could please check, that would be a good thing. Because, yes, if such a thing is not being pursued by GSE, it would certainly be a very worthy thing for this community to be asking for, especially for the capacity building, as Dave has said. That's really a real shame, a pity and a shame to be missing out on having a good record of that. So next we have Carlos Aguirre. Carlos, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivia. I have a last question, I think. What happens if someone asked by support in the case of event have remote participation and you can participate remotely? Here's my question. Thank you.
So remote participation, is that correct? You're basically saying an expansion of remote participation, Carlos?
Yeah, if you can participate remotely, so can you ask by support? Is my question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Carlos. Well, the current remote participation tool that is being provided is providing some level of remote participation into our meetings. So if I understand you correctly, you're basically saying enhancing the quality of the remote participation tools there? Or I'm sorry, not quite getting your point.
No. Olivier, may I please?
Go ahead, Johnny, please.
His question was, if there is a remote participation and you want to go to the event, can you ask for a travel support to go to the event? My answer is
exactly,
yes.
Yes, exactly, Johnny. Thank you.
Oh,
yes,
but
my answer
that's related
is yes.
To crop, then.
answer is yes, you can. You can and you should, because live participation is much different from the remote participation, and because you cannot make networking, you cannot make outreach if you participate remotely. So you can apply for travel support, yes.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, Tijani, for this. And I note in the chat that the global stakeholder engagement staff will be asked the question regarding having a better audiovisual record for at large. And Heidi, if you could please come back to us after this executive workshop. What I was going to suggest, because we are reaching the end of the hour, what I was going to suggest is that with regards to these additional requests and specifically requests that the ALAC could be filing, let us send an email out to the ALAC to ask for ideas on the additional requests that the ALAC will be wishing to file. And then let's have this discussed. Thank you. And then, so just repeating, let's send an email out to the ALAC. Thank you. And then after that, if I can finish that sentence, after that we will have, let's say, 10, 15 minutes on the next ALAC call, which is at the end of this month, for the ALAC members to come back to us with suggestions. And at that point, so we can discuss it then and make a decision there and then on the call, based on the suggestions that people are bringing forward. Carlos, your hand is up. You have the floor.
It's an old one.
And it's an old one, yes. Thank you, Dishani. Okay, so Heidi to provide feedback on GSE plans for at-large audiovisual record. And then the next action item is for staff to send an email to the ALAC asking for ALAC ideas on additional budget requests. And the next action item is for the Finance and Budget Subcommittee community requests, extra community requests to be an agenda item on the monthly ALAC call. And I think 15 minutes would probably be, or 10 minutes, make it 10 minutes, would probably be enough. But in the email to the ALAC for additional FY15 budget request ideas, please mention that this is for really for the ALAC members to be ready in advance of our call, so as to be able to bring forward their suggestions. Dejani Benjamin, you're next.
Yes. Perhaps we can ask the Global Stakeholder Engagement Department to ensure a video recording for the summit next June. We are not asking for budget, we are asking for a service from them.
Yes, thank you, Tijani. That's a very good thing. I think that the working group, one of the sub-working groups, the promotion working group should be the one working with Global Stakeholder Engagement to have all of this recorded. I have no idea at the moment what their arrangements are with regards to the recording of the summit. And in fact, I have no idea of what the arrangements were during Atlas One. If anybody could be of help on this. Heidi, perhaps you remember. What were the arrangements, or were there arrangements? I noted there were a lot of videos and there are a lot of pictures from Atlas One.
This is Heidi. I can find out. Just a note that Linda Pinsky is really doing that for all of us. She's now Mustafati's office, so a replacement is being sought. So I can again find out more information. I'm going to be actually meeting with Duncan Burns later this week, so I can bring that up. On the needs for the ALAC for Atlas 2.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. That's helpful. If you can come back to us with regards to that, that would be very helpful. And for this, just come back to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, and then we'll follow up on this. As you'll note, there is a lot of interest in this. Okay, well, we are now 10 minutes past the top of the hour, so that means we are 10 minutes beyond the end of this call. I thank you all for having attended this call. I think it's been very helpful, and certainly we've moved a good step along the way. The next steps, as you know, get those crop requests in, get those SONAC budget requests in as well as soon as you can, please. Make sure your RALOs understand, your RALO leadership understands. Some RALOs have changed leadership, so they might get a bit confused. Make sure that they do understand what the process is and hold their hand, I guess, along the way so that we've got a smooth system and a smooth process this year. And with this, I thank you all for attending the call. Thanks to staff, and thanks, of course, to the operators for making sure we're all on the call at the right time. This call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Yes, everyone. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.